Sky Sports Radio support OzHarvest. OzHarvest collects quality excess food from commercial outlets and directs to 900 charities around Australia in a bid to eliminate hunger and food waste. Learn more at OzHarvest.org. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 10 o'clock. In just a moment, Gary Cleese is going to join me for the Port Macquarie preview. At half past 10, we have Pacing Rewind with Fred Hastings. At 10:45, Stuart Turner is back from holidays from England, and we'll review all of the action that happened at Wentworth Park last night, with the feature race being the Peter Mossman Classic. That's coming up in the next hour. But first of all, let's head to Port Macquarie. It's Warhope Cup Day, and Mark Pryor, the track manager, is online. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So now, what's your track rating?
Heavy 8 rated.
And have you had much rain?
Yeah, last weekend, up until Monday, Tuesday, we had 180 mils of rain, and then it's backed off through the week. We've had sort of 5 and 10 mils each day, which has kept the surface pretty wet. But and a couple of big heavy dews, but we're pretty good today. A bit of overhead cloud, it should be raced pretty well.
And they're not expecting any more rain this afternoon?
Again, that's a lottery. There's a bit of cloud offshore just at the moment, but I don't think we'll get too much. Just a couple of scuds might come through the day.
Okay, and do you think there's a prospect of getting into the soft range?
Possible. We'll just see how we race in the first couple of races and take it from there.
And whereabouts is your rail this afternoon?
It's out 5 metres for today's meeting.
Okay, out 5 metres. So it should be a pretty even across the board then.
Yeah, it's got a good pad of grass, so it should race pretty well.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks very much for the update, and enjoy the afternoon.
Okay, bye-bye.
So that's Mark Pryor there. So it's a heavy 8 with the rail out 5 metres for Warhope Cup Day at Port Macquarie. In just a moment, Gary Cleese will be online with the form preview.
Running to Penrith Mazda for an amazing end of financial year deal on a new Mazda. Penrith Mazda has over 300 new cars in stock and over 50 utes on display in our Mazda Youth Centre, which means at Penrith Mazda, you get the best selection and the best prices on a new Mazda. So come in and see the Mazda specialist. But hurry in before our amazing run-out deals run out. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
Small business tax deductions.
Up to $20,000 per item now applies to eligible small businesses with annual turnover of less than $10 million. Yes, $10 million. This is a good deal and it helps small business. June 30, coming up. Small business, huge benefit. It's a great, great incentive for small business. Harvey Norman, sales up. Thank you, small business. Thank you, government.
Tax law is complex and may have different applications to different taxpayers. Before you purchase, seek professional advice to determine whether your business is eligible. No!
Tabcorp and Sky Sports Radio support OzHarvest. OzHarvest collects quality excess food from commercial outlets and directs to 900 charities around Australia in a bid to eliminate hunger and food waste. Learn more at OzHarvest.org.
Bingley provides the perfect home office solution with a bonus print and protect pack with any Intel laptop purchase. Take advantage of the small business tax deductions and head to Bingley.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
It is Warhope Cup Day at Port Macquarie this afternoon with a 9-race card. Gary Cleese joins us for the preview. Gaz, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, Gary. So a heavy 8, but the track has been improving. But this track can take a bit of rain, though, can't it?
Yeah, well, it's a new track. I mean, it's probably, we've had about 7 meetings here, maybe 8 meetings, Simon. What it's really designed for, the more rain it gets, the better it gets. It seems to don't chew out. But, I mean, you know, 48 hours ago, we were on a heavy 10. We got to a heavy 9. Now we're on a heavy 8, and there is a good wind blowing in there. There is a lot of dark clouds right out at sea, but it can do that at Port Macquarie and not come in here. But at the moment, yeah, that wind's kicking in, so it'll be interesting to see later on in the day if we can just get that little bit of an upgrade. But look, they've got terrific fields. I mean, the rail is out 5 metres, so it could pay a little bit on the speed. So we'll just have to ascertain that after the first couple of races, mate.
Well, the first is an early start. It's due at 11:30. It's the Warhope Motel two-year-old handicap over 1,210. And with a field of 10, there's no scratchings, Gary. I'll just run through the tab fixed. Favourite is one Uncle Rodriguez. It's $1.90. Two Final Honour, 51. Three Salad Dodge has been 26 into 19. Four Pinnacle Power, 51. Five Danubian, 230 into 215. Six Dewdrop is $13. Seven Dordogne, 23. Eight Bella Portugal, 23. Nine Marfaz, 51. And 10 Our Instinct, $34. So odds on here, Uncle Rodriguez at 190.
Yeah, he looks hard to beat. I'm 1, 5, 7, and 6. I mean, he had two runs. He ran second at Tari. We saw him there behind General Sepoy. Then he went to Tamworth and he ran third. He had a break. He came back and he just put pay to a maiden field 12 days ago, beat 9 year Rosie at Tamworth. And he looked, the margin was good too. It was 4.3 lengths. I mean, the only thing you can't find any wet form for him. The thing that he did do, he did when he trialled up prior to him even debuting, he trialled on a soft track. But I think he's only got to reproduce what he did at Tamworth. And there was, like I said, there was a good margin between him and the second horse. Dean Nubian has only had the two starts this little filly, and she went to the Beaumont track on debut. I like to run a Canterbury first up. She was beaten 2.8 lengths, and that was on a soft track. So what you're saying, she is coming from a city grade back to country grade, and obviously there was a little bit of the improvement in her there. The seven Dordogne, I think that's how they pronounce him, he's at a couple of runs back. And the thing about him, he's trialled up, and he's trialled up really good too this time. He ran fourth in a horn on trial, and then he won a Gosford trial 12 days ago, and he showed a lot of speed, and he did win a trial on a real heavy track. So, you know, he can get through it. And the six Dewdrop now, he's a query runner. Johnny Spraggs has got him. He's a former Victorian. He ran eighth at Pakenham, then he ran seven at Pakenham, but he was beaten 4.7 and 6.6 lengths. So he's in a new yard, and his last one was 18 days ago in Victoria. So he's been shipped up here. It'll be interesting to have a look at him in the mounting yard. But I think at the top, he brings that form, what he did at Tamworth, and he can handle the wet. He'll also got to beat 1, 5, 7, and 6 in race one.
Oh, 1, 5, 7, 6. Race number two is the BDM Constructions Maiden over 1,512 metres. The scratchings are 11 Weavered, and then emergencies 13 to 15. With the market here, one Commezzadis, $12. Two Legal Loophole, $9. Three Atlantic Edge, $4 into 370 and favourite. Four Charlatan, $6.50 into 6. Five Great Grats, $4.80 and from $5.50. Six El Cascos at 14, seven The Wheeled, $5, eight Famed, 12, nine King Amadeus, 26, 10 Miss Sminka, $15, and 12 Snappy at $61. So Chris Lees with the favourite here, Atlantic Edge, Gary, at 370.
Yeah, well, she was scratched out of Musselbrook today and left here, so Chris must be confident she can handle the wet track. I'm 5, 3, 4, and 7. I'm with Great Gats here. I mean, he's had 9 goes and he's been placed 4. He's had 5 goes on really wet tracks and he's been placed 3 times. He went to a Class 1 the other day behind Oakfield Midnight, beaten 3 lengths in a strong race. And prior to that, he'd had no luck here behind Zargo, and he had no luck his prior run at Taree. I think he's beautifully placed. One thing about him, don't be frightened about him. He can get through it and he can handle it. Atlantic Edge has had the 2 runs back. We saw her in the yard when she resumed first up at Taree and she ran 4th. She needed the run. She came back and ran second at Tamworth the next run. She boxed on good. She was just grabbed right on the line. She has had a couple of goes on wet tracks and failed, but obviously Chris is happy enough with her because, like I said, he scratched her from Musselbrook and left her here. Charlatan, I liked its last run at Armidale. Got back over 1,300 metres and found the line really strong late behind Blaine. Only beaten 0.4 of the length. Did run 1,500 metres here 2 runs ago, so back up to the 15 or suit. And look, 7 The Wheel, he finds it hard to win. He's super fit. You've got no worries with him handling the ground. He's been on this track before. He's dead set got to go in around the multiples. 5, 3, 4, and 7, race 2.
5, 3, 4, 7, the second. Race number 3 is the Barney Avery Memorial. It's a maiden over 1,110. And the emergencies are scratched here with the latest tab fixed. 1-8 Field is 34. 2 Hayden Boy, 480. 3 Into the Fray, 34. 4 Miss Monique, 480. 5 redeemable $4. 6 Danza $51. 7 Valley Crossing $5.50. 8 Went in Doubt $15. 9 Written Song $3.70. And 10 Budmeister at $34. The favourite is Written Song, Gary, just ahead of redeemable.
Yeah, I'm with redeemable. I'm 5, 9, 2, and 4, so I'm with this silly redeemable. She's ticking away good. She's only lightly raced. The other day at Grafton, she probably should have finished a little bit closer. She's got a real bad bump at the 300. In the last 200 metres, she was taken off the track, and she was only beaten 0.7 a length. If anything, she was probably unlucky to go under. And she has been on wet ground, and she has been placed on wet ground. She did run fourth on a very heavy track behind Miss Enid, going back 3 runs ago, beaten 2.7. 9 Written Song, she's only had the 1 run for the New Yard. Joanne Hardy's got her. There was nothing wrong with that run at Casino. She was doing her best work late over the 1,000 metres. She gets up to the 1,100 metres. Joe Hayden Boy's an interesting running here. Toddy Allis got him. He run 30 on debut. He run 9th at Musselbrook. Then he went run 4th at Taree. There's about 5 or 6 winners have come out of those races he went around last preparation. He resumes with no trials. He gets the blinkers on him. And he scratched him from Musselbrook and left him here today. So he must be pretty confident with him, Toddy, particularly with the blinkers going on and no trials. And I want to have a look at the form, Miss Monique. She's had 2 trials, and I've seen both her trials. Both her trials have been good. She was beaten 2.5 lengths in the last trial. And the horses have finished directly in front of her with Javier Sykes and Awesome Pluck. And they both come out to win at Taree on Friday. So he's coming out of a very good trial. 5, 9, 2, and 4, race 3.
5, 9, 2, 4, the third. The first leg of the big six is the fourth. It's the Warhope Real Estate Benchmark 55 over 1110. And the scratchings are 1 Asti Chops, 2 Ackerman, and 13 Done Running. With this market, Gary, 3 Swift Reply is the $3 favourite. 4 Tarboy, open 10, now into 6.50. 5 Best Dressed Lady, 5 into $4. 6 Musical Family, 23 into 19. 7 Lasso, 11 into 10. 8 I Am Dynamic, 18 into 15. 9 Imposition, 6 into 4.20. 10 Larrikin Print, 16. 11 Don't Mean Maybe, 34. And 12 Locomotive Breath at $61. Suspecting for most runners here, Gary, the $3 favourite, Swift Reply.
Yeah, I'm 7, 3, 9 and 5. Oh, I like the 7 Lasso here. I've seen this little fella before win. He loves rain-affected ground. Well, he's a 4 times winner, and 3 of his wins have been on rain-affected ground. He's won here before. And every time I've seen this little guy win is when he gets down on the weights. Now, his last 5 runs, he's carried 58, 60, 59, 59, and 58 kilos. Now, he gets the claim for young CJ Graham with 54. He'll be just off a quick speed here, and I like him. I like the way he found the line last start at Cessnock, and particularly getting up to the 1,100 metres will suit him a lot better. 2 Swift Reply, look, he blew him away last start. That was 900 metres. There's only a 4-horse field, but with him saying that, he's not really a good 900-metre horse. He is a better 1,200-metre horse, so up to the 1,100 metres. Only query with him, Si, he did carry 54.5, and he's up to 60 kilos. So he's got a 5.5-kilo weight rise here today. 9 in position, lovely filly. We saw her win a maiden here 2 runs ago when she led. I don't think she was disgraced beyond runaway ready in a real strong race at Grafton 20 days ago. And I want to have a look at the 5 best dressed lady. She resumed. She's got no trials. She's won from 1,200 up to a mile. Probably a better mare suited over more ground, but nice and fresh, no trials. If they're doing work nice and early, she might be the run-on mare. But I like the value. Lasso with no weight. 7, 3, 9, 5. Race 4.
7395 there. Race number 5 is a benchmark 55 over 1110. And the scratchings are 1 Mr. Snowman, 5 Guided, 12 Spartan Warrior, and 13 El Teniente. The market on race number 5, Gary, has got number 2 Elite 00, the favourite, $2.70. 3 Stop the Fight, $7.50. 4 French Command, $5.50. 6 Murderess, $4. 7 Grenache, $41. 8 Smithtown, $15. 9 Beer Bower, $15. 10 Magic Quiver, $10. 11 Going Grey at $10 as well. So $2.70 for Elite 00.
Yeah, he's going good. Going really good now, Simon. 2.634 for me. I'm with him here, Elite 00. And his win at Casino was good over Beaufort Dye. He ran into a real good one at Casino on Beef Week Cup Day The Snap Clopper beat him 1.5. He had 12 gate to a 10 with. He had 57 on his back, and he just gets back to the 1,100 metres. That just suits him a little bit better, and he does come into the 9 alley here today, and he has won on rain-affected ground. She's going really good at the moment. 6 metres, this is a big key runner. She resumes here. She only had 3 gates. She ran third and won really hot maiden at Ballina, and then came back and won at the next start, beating the stable, mate. She was tipped out. She's had no trials. She draws good. By Murder Jill, I've got no worries with her handling rain-affected ground. They've got her up to the mark here, first up with no trials. She's a player. Three stop the fights, had the one run back. Looking at this little man, I've seen her a good bit over the time. She had a bit of improvement in her. She's a winner here in the past, and both wins have been on rain-affected ground, so I reckon she'll derive benefit. And four French Command, look, he is the wet tracker in the race. He's 11 times winner, and best form is 5 wins have been on really wet ground, but he's had 12 goes here at Port Macquarie, and he's yet to win, and he's been placed a couple of times. But he is the best wet tracker in the race. 2, 6, 3, and 4, race 5.
2, 6, 3, 4, race 5. Gary, we'll take a break and then have a look at this afternoon's quaddie.
Enjoy black type racing at Rose Hill Gardens from some of the best vantage points on course. Ranging from the affordable to the exclusive, settle in for a day of racing action at one of the fabulous trackside dining options at Rose Hill Gardens. Ever-changing seasonal menus, race day themed street food vendors, and tailored corporate packages will have you and your guests enjoying the best race day entertainment. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at the ATC.com.au.
Monday mornings are Going Greyhounds mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Look, if he can time them leads, he'll definitely run that first split. And if he finds the front, he'll be hard to beat.
Join host Dave Carlson for the Peter Mossman Classic Washer. Plus, all the news on the Brisbane Winter Carnival. 10:30 Monday on Sky Sports Radio.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, half time at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the Tab app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
It's end of financial year time. You know what that means?
See your accountant.
No, it's Bingley end of financial year sale with huge savings at all our stores.
And after the sale, see your accountant.
Why?
The government's small business tax rebate up to $20,000 per item. If purchased by June 30, you might be able to claim a new fridge or coffee maker or a massager to reduce stress.
I might see the accountant.
Why?
To see if I can claim stress-related work.
What stress?
You.
The Bingley end of financial year sale. On now.
Welcome back to the Port Macquarie preview. The first leg of the quaddie this afternoon is race 6, which is due at 2:32. And the 6 is the Port Minibus Rentals, class 1, over 1,010 metres. Scratchings here at 3, El Teniente, along with emergencies 12 to 14. Gary, with the market here, 1, Jamelsi World has been 290 to 330. 2 Ada, 7 into 650. 4 Just Us, $6.50. 5 Magic Ali, 330 and equal favourite. 6 Asergi, 17. 7 Super Cooper, 17. 8 Rebel Icon, $13. 9 God I'm Hot, opened at 41, now 26. 10 Regenza, $18. And 11 Diva Joe is at $11. So equal $3.30 favourites, Gary. 1 Jamelsi World and 5 Magic Ali.
Yeah, I'm 1, 5, 2, and 6. I'm at the top of here, James Lee. Well, look, there wasn't a lot of him. He had one go, and he's a little immature guy, and he didn't really show up on debut. And Alan Ryan tipped him out and brought him back. He just strengthened right up, and he hadn't had a trial going into that run at Grafton on a heavy track in a maiden, but he just went bang, and he jumped out of the ground. He beat a good little maiden in Old Bay. Then he went to Moorlambar, and he run into a real good one in Alatoora, and Alatoora beat him 0.2 of a length. He's just learning all the time. He gets a claim. He comes in here with a little bit of better gait with the scratchings coming out, and I reckon he's just the horse that's going to keep improving. My big watch is the 5 Magic Ali. This is a really nice filly. Bobby Milligan's got her. She won a maiden in her last preparation. Well, she's only had 6 starts, 1 win, 2 placings. She went over the top last prep. She resumes no trials. He normally doesn't trial them up, Bobby. But if he's got her anywhere near right in the yard, she's going to be very hard to beat. true, Ado. Look, she's the query runner. She's a former Adelaide Galloper, or former Victorian Galloper, now on the Georgie Woodward Yard. And she ran second at Bairnsdale. She went to Slacks Creek. She went back to Bairnsdale and run third, and went to Packerman and run third. So, and her last run was a month ago, over 1,400 metres. So just a bit of a freshen up. I see he's taken the blinker, well, the one-eye blinker off her. So maybe she's the big key runner. And six of Sergey, you've got no worries with him handling rain-affected ground. His last four runs have been on top of the ground, and he is a better horse when he gets a little bit of give in the ground. So he's certainly going to get that here today. And his only win was on wet ground, so he's certainly a player. But I like the top here. I like the improvement this little fella's making. 1-5-2-6 in race six.
1-5-2-6 there, race six. Over to race seven, the M&S Print Warhope Sprint over 1,010 metres. Scratchings a four single chance, and then 12-2-14. One Grand Condor is at 18, two Lucky Meteor 12, three Fabry 370, five Dantgar 380, six Masco 4.750 into $6.50, seven Gendabien at 14, eight Dixieland $5, nine Aspiring 8 to 8.50, 10 Scenic Road 23, and 11 Piccolo Miss at $34. Fabry heads this market at $3.70.
Yeah, I tell you what, this is a really good race. I've left him out, and I'll probably kick myself later on because he is a good wet tracker, but I'm 5, 9, 8 and 6. I'm with a 5-year Denker. He's a really good horse, this little guy. He's had 17 goes. He's won 6 and been placed 3. He's got a great wet track record. He's 6 of his wins, and 4 of them have been on real wet ground. And he's a really good horse when he draws out a little bit. He's not so much a horse when he gets an inside gate. He's a better horse when he can sit outside him. He hasn't run him for nearly 6 weeks, Daniel. What I'd say, keeping him nice and fresh for the graft and carnival, but and he drops a kilo when he run that really good race behind Steve Surprise, and he come out to win straight after that. So he is coming out of a good form race. 9 Aspiring, I reckon she's a lightweight chance here. She's had 2 runs back. Toddy Owlett's got her. She ran 5th at Gosford, first up on a good track, and then she led again on a good track at Gunnedah. Very, very good little wet track mare. 2 runs would have bought her right along. And I know that she's been carrying around that 59 kilos at both a run. She's got a 4-kilo weight drop here today. She definitely goes in. 8 Dixie Lad, I reckon he's the big query. He's another really good horse, and he's a good horse here on his home track, and he resumes with no trials. He's got a great fresh record. He likes speed up in front to get back and find the line. And I'm showing Masque Force in the 6. I thought he was huge in that big flying on Beef Week Cup Day at Casino 2 runs ago. I thought he's a little bit plain at the Gold Coast last start, but he's certainly a lot better than that last run. And he is a 6 times winner, and 4 of his wins have been on rain-affected ground. Maybe forget his last run at the Gold Coast. 5-9-8-6, race 7.
So 5-9-8-6 in the sprint. Over to race 8, the Warhope RSL Club, a Warhope Cup. It's over 1,512 metres. And the race due at 3.42, scratchings a 3 crooked stick, and then 12, 13 and 15. So the third emergency does get a start. 1 Sofen's been 5.50 into 4, just back to 4.40. 2 Cash Spinner, $6. 4 Ouser Astro at 5.50 and steady. 5 Mr. McBat, favourite, 3.10 to 3.30. 6 Star of Leagues, $12. 7 Who Is Game at 12. 8 You Wait and See, also $12. 9 Zombie Queen, 19 out to 21. 10 Explosive Scenes, it opened 31, now $16. Santa's firmed with each call. 11 Ruling Queen, 50 to 1. And 14 Lucky I'm a Cougat at $61. So the fixed odds favourite for the cup, Mr. McBat at 3.30.
You have a good race. I'm with him. Yeah, I'm 5-4-1-7. Oh, look, he's only got to do what he did at Taree in the Wingham Cup. He just picked them up. And I mean, 6 horses are in this race that were coming out of that race. And he just blew them away, come off their backs. And when Benny Looker asked him to get up and get going, he just went bang to the line. Now, the little thing with him, he can mix his form. He's a little bit of a trick to follow. But maybe he's just worked him right out, Damien Lane. He draws good. He only had 54 in the Wingham Cup. And he's got 54.5 kilos here today. So he's only up half a kilo. I think all he's got to do is reproduce what he did at Taree. 4 hours, Sarastro, he went around in the same race. He had to work off the 12 gate. He's going a little bit sticky today, but he did have 57 kilos on his back, and he's only got 54 on his back here today. They leave him alone and let him lead. He's got very good wet stats around him. He might be very hard to run down with only that light weight on his back. With the top, he won't safe, and I wouldn't leave her out. She's a really good little mare, this mare, and she's a good mare here too. She's a 9 times winner, and 4 of the wins have been at this track, and 4 of them have been on rain-affected ground. She is a winner of a Port Macquarie race, and I mean, go back 3 runs ago. She went at the bell of the turf in the Group 3, beaten 3 lengths over 1,600 metres, and she gets, what, 2.5 kilos over the limit. I know she hasn't run for 3 months, but if she's anywhere near right, this little girl. And Seven Who is going 3 runs back, still looking at her in the mounting yard there, third up. 16 days ago at Taree, she had a little bit of cleaning up to do, but she can handle rain-affected ground. She's won here before, so hopefully she just gets that little bit better in the mounting yard today. 5-4, 1-7. In a very good race, Simon.
5-4, 1-7 in the Warhope Cup. And over to race 9, the last, the Port City Glass Class 2. It's over 1,512. Scratchings are 7 Central Witness, and then Emergencies 13-15. And in the closer, 1 Sheilarized is the $2.60 favourite. 2 Mazation, $4.80. 3 Rainbow River, $8. 4 Art Attack, $7. 5 Flinders Beach, $10. 6 Ladies Who Lunch, $13. 8 Ponzi, 11. 9 Dorlota, 51. 10 Moreover Miss, 23. 11 Mosh Pit, 31. And 12 Starbid, $14. Chris Lees has got the favourite here, Gaz. Sheilarized, it's at $2.60.
Looks hard to beat, Tom. I'm 1-2-8-5. I'm with her here. I just really like her first up run. She led, and it was just probably the last 50 metres, I reckon, she blew out. She's only beaten a length. She runs second. What did she have? 58.5 on her back. She's got 59 today. She goes up a kilo. She's won on wet ground. You would think she'd derive a lot of benefit. And she was a winner of last preparation in a real good class two at Wyong, run over a mile. But just with the claim, just with the one run under her belt, I think she's going to be hard to beat. I did the 2 Mossation of Great Chance. He's had 4 runs back. He pops up to the mile. Mile just suits him. A bit of giving the ground will suit him. He's one of those horses that can do a little bit of a work from a sticky gate. He's certainly going to be hard to beat. 9 Ponzi. He's had 3 runs back, and he looked enormous third up in the mounting yard at Armidale when he led, and he was run down late. Present Sense beating, and Present Sense has since gone on to win. And he's won up to 1,500 metres, and both his wins have been on rain-affected ground. I think he'll just really take some beating with a lightweight. And 5 Flinders Beach, he's had a couple of runs back. He's won up to 1,450, both his wins, but he didn't have a lot of luck at Coffs Harbour the other day when he was off the track, and he did a good job only beating 2.2 lengths. But he'll strip fitter here in the mounting yard today, but I think the top he'll take some beating. 1-2-8-5 for me in the last, Simon.
1-2-8-5 in the last. And just recapping your best, Gaz?
Yeah, like race 2, number 5, Great Gap. So I think he gets his chance today, particularly with the give in the ground. And he's coming off a class 1 back to maiden company. And I'm really keen on the little mare in the last race, 9, number 1, Sheilarized. I think she's going to take plenty of beating, particularly with that claim and another one that's had 1 run back. So race 2, number 5, race 9, number 1.
And, the quaddy, how do you think we attack it today?
Now, I'm going to go wide in the first leg to be safe, 1-5-2-6. And then we'll go 5-9-8 in the second leg, 5-4-1-7 in the third leg, and just 1-2 in the last. I reckon those 2 top weights can get them out. So just shorten her up in that last leg with 1-2, Simon.
Right, yes. $48 for half a unit with my calculations there. Just on the run. I was never really good at maths, mind you, but I think it's about right.
You're better than me. So it's 4 multiplied by 3 is 12, multiplied by 4 is 36, and 2,
it's 48. 4 times 12 is 48.
Right, we're back at school, Simon.
Yeah, well, we both need a calculator.
That's right, we do.
Anyway, Gaz, as long as we get it, that's the main thing.
That's it, mate. Now, let's hope so. And we're sailing into that last leg. I'm nearly pretty confident, mate.
Yeah, good on you, Gary. Look, enjoy the afternoon, and we'll take you from the mounting yard throughout the afternoon on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
We'll keep you busy. Good on you, Simon. Thanks for your help, mate.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ breaks news. Like the Cummings name staying on at Leilani Lodge.
Like Groundhog Days, you know, you just finish up where you start. A great stable with fantastic history, and it continues the Cummings name in the stable.
The Racing HQ News Hour at 9 a.m. gives you first-hand information from trainers and jockeys, plus the best bets for New South Wales meetings at Victoria with the very popular Mark Hunter. Racing HQ, a must listen. Here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Magic Albert, a proven source of quality winners for your mares. Sire of 4 Group 1 winners, 38 stakes performers, and $40 million in stakes earnings. All-inclusive breeding packages in Magic Albert, including stud fee, adjustment, vet and GST for $11,000. Contact Angus at Kooringal on 0429 842 875 to discuss sending your mare to Magic Albert.
Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance with 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Huge reductions. Technology, entertainment and home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store and online. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
The Jockey Challenge up for Port Macquarie. Matt Padgett's at $2.80. Andrew Gibbons, $3. $7 for Matt McGurran as well as any other jockey. And then